Mariner Books and Harper Audio present Burn It Down, Power, Complicity, and a Call for Change in Hollywood by Maureen Ryan. Read by Samara Naimi. For Dave. A quote from Elizabeth Mattis Namgyel. From the editor's preface of Light Comes Through. We have rigorously established our delusion, and it will likewise take some effort to disassemble it. Author's note. Much of Burn It Down is based on hundreds of hours of conversations that took place mostly in 2021 and 2022, with more than 100 people at all levels of the entertainment industry. Interview subjects typically work for companies based in the United States and Canada, though a subset of people have worked in other nations' entertainment industries. Some interviewees spoke with me on condition of anonymity, so that they could share their experiences freely while also protecting their mental health, physical safety, or career. In this book, when you hear someone referred to by a first name only, it is an alias for an anonymous source. It is not that person's real first name. Additionally, I do not identify the race, gender, sexuality, or disability of a source unless the source brings it up or it is pertinent to their account. That said, more than half of the people I interviewed come from communities that have been historically excluded by Hollywood. Some hold multiple marginalized identities. I do not always reveal all of a source's identities, as doing so may make them identifiable. Part 1. Chapter 1. The Myth of Sufficient Progress. A quote from Liz Xiao Lan Alper. We've conflated abuse with artistry. We were lost. It was early 2007, and I was driving down a dusty road in rural Texas. It had been a while since we'd seen any signs of civilization. I'm sure more than one Hollywood publicist has thought about leaving a journalist in a ditch. Was this the time one would finally do it? I took heart from the presence of my husband in the passenger seat. It'd be harder to leave two of us behind. But where were we going? The pair of publicists in the car ahead of us were supposedly leading us to a remote field where NBC's Friday Night Lights was filming a first season episode. We had long since left the outskirts of Austin, and the few abandoned-looking houses we'd seen along the way were a memory. Then we saw the cranes. Not birds, the kind of enormous cranes used to give grand scope to something being filmed. What we witnessed on an improvised football field far outside Austin was certainly epic. We'd arrived in time to see the show shoot scenes for Mud Bowl, a grime-filled, grass-stained, heart-stirring episode that became a fan favorite and helped establish the show as one of the best on network television. Within a few months of Friday Night Lights' debut, it was increasingly clear that the show was not just good, but magical. It brought extraordinary intimacy and specificity to the fictional Texas town of Dillon, and its ensemble cast of established actors and promising newcomers impressed me more and more each week. The relationships and characters were gripping, funny, and bittersweet, often all at once. The immediacy of its aesthetic style and the acute emotional perception of the writing and acting made it not just unique, but unmissable. I knew that if I did not see how these people did this magic trick, I would explode. So deep into the heart of Texas I went, and I had one of the best experiences of my professional life. The slideshow of memories is exquisite and precious. Not long after we turned up, a helmeted man arrived on a motorcycle. Tucked inside the man's leather jacket was the most adorable Jack Russell Terrier of all time. The dog jumped out of the jacket, off the bike, and skittered away. Kyle Chandler then removed his helmet and said hello. That evening, Taylor Kitsch reclined in a director's chair and roasted the low-budget projects he'd appeared in, making Jesse Plemons and me laugh. On the football field, rain machines pelted the actors with water over and over. Lots of people got soaked. It was glorious. Earlier in the day, my husband and I sat in folding chairs on the edge of the field, absorbing the vibe. Between takes, actors tossed around a football in the golden Texas light. Someone from the production handed me a heavier jacket than the one I had on. You might be in the shot.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?